still around?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right, that was a good one.
Yeah. All right, we good?
So how important is that you have your lefty back in the pen only after just a few days?
Sam came back negative on his COVID and is back with us today and available.
Yeah, that had to be one of the COVID list shortest in the history of baseball, right?
I think that's happened to several teams and individuals. They have to, once they determine they have symptoms, they do a rapid test. If that comes back negative, they have to wait on the saliva test. So, and both tests were negative, and so the player gets to re-enter. So it was a short stint.
Yeah, I wondered, Domingo Tapia, with so many pitches he threw yesterday, and he was a starter in the minors. Also, he has been working in the minors with his breaking pitches. I wonder how much is in the equation to probably turn him back into a starter with that kind of arm he's got.
Yeah, he did a great job last night. His power sinker. His changeup actually looked really good last night. He threw a few changeups and mixed in the slider. So, he's done a good job here. He throws strikes, which is important. And he'll get an opportunity here going forward with this ball club as well.
Mark, I believe when Chad pitched last month, you had said something to the effect of that was the most nervous you were during that game. Were you nervous when Sheldon was going last night?
No, I wasn't nervous with Sheldon. I think Sheldon, I knew, even though he pitched in college, that he wasn't going to go out and try to throw 85 miles an hour. So, after the first one went in, it registered, I think, 43. I was a little more comfortable with Sheldon being out there, but never a good feeling when you're, having a position guy go out and take the mound. But at that point, our bullpen arms and the 16 games we have to cover, 13 games left in this consecutive, streak, it's important to protect those guys down there as well.
I think Sheldon had volunteered at some point in the past weeks or so that, if you get in a situation, I'll be happy to do it.
Yeah, he made me aware when Chad was out there early in the year that he had some pitching experience. So, at that point with him being on the bench, and it was the right option last night.
He's leading off today. Is that maybe potentially a spot for him to develop there, or how do you kind of see that?
Yeah, he led off last time against Robbie. Sheldon, when he was sent down and for that week or 10 days he was in AAA, swung the bat really well. I liked his at-bats the other night against the lefty, so felt good about putting him at the top of the lineup.
What's the next step for Piscotty? He's got a couple games in, right?
Yeah, Steven off today. He'll play tomorrow based on how his body recovers. He'll either play outfield or DH. All was good in the reports with Steven coming out of yesterday.
Continues to go well. When can you potentially join?
We're not putting a timeline on it. We're going to continue to communicate with Steven. It's a veteran player that's been through this process, so we'll continue to communicate with him and determine the best opportunity to reinsert him with this club.
We've got Elvis back at short here, but on the trip, do you guys want to see Nick there too quite a bit, or how do you kind of balance things there with her?
We look at the workload. We look at the day games after night games. We're gonna do things to give these guys their best chance of success and also keep them healthy, keep them fresh, keep them strong through this road trip. There's some weather that's gonna play factors into it as well. I know it's gonna be hot in Kansas City, probably warm in New York, and when we get to Seattle, we'll get back to somewhat normal temperatures, I think.
When you're off hours, are you watching the College World Series? Does it bring you back to when you were playing?
Unfortunately, I don't get much time to watch the College World Series. I do know that all the West schools, I think, have been eliminated. Yeah. So unfortunately for us West Coasters, there's not really much to watch there.
All righty. Thank you, Cox.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.